Hello everyone, and welcome to Unit 6 of Online Enterprise Marketing. Again, my name is Dr. Chuck Streeter, and it truly brings me joy to see how far you've all come in this course. You've already built a strong foundation in digital strategy, explored branding and social engagement from a Christian worldview, and shown genuine thoughtfulness in how you approach marketing with integrity. Before we begin today's message, I'd like to open us up in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we come before you thankful. Thankful for all that has been accomplished thus far. Thankful for the blessings of that. Lord, I pray for each of these students as they continue to progress in this course, Lord. Bring your thoughts and your ideas to mind of how they can impact the world around them for the kingdom of God. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. You've made it to the midway point of the course, and that is no small accomplishment. Many of you began this journey eager but uncertain about what lies ahead in the world of online marketing. Now you've explored how to build meaningful strategies, connect with audiences, and think ethically about how messages influence lives. You've also started to see that marketing, when done in alignment with biblical principles, becomes more than business. It becomes a ministry. Every click, every campaign, every message can carry truth, compassion, and godly purpose. Galatians 6:9 reminds us, "Let us not grow weary in doing good, for in due season we will reap if we do not give up. You've persevered with dedication and heart, and I want you to know that your commitment honors God." As you begin Unit 6, we're going to shift our focus towards reflection, taking a moment to look back at how digital marketing has changed over time and what that means for the future. This is the essence of your Unit 6 paper assignment. For this module, you'll be writing a 1,000-word essay on how online marketing has changed over the last 10 years. I encourage you to think deeply about the transformations you've studied so far, how technology, artificial intelligence, and social media have reshaped communication and connection. But also consider this: how can Christian principles help keep marketing grounded in truth amidst all that is changing? How do integrity, authenticity, and service rise above the trends? These are questions that define truly faith-centered enterprise leadership. When writing your paper, make sure you review all the instructions carefully. The guidelines are detailed to help you include both research-based analysis and biblical reflection. Right? This assignment is your opportunity to connect the academic with the spiritual to show both your knowledge and your discernment. Also, take a moment to review the academic policies on cheating and plagiarism at the top of the Moodle page for this course. Those principles reflect the very essence of biblical integrity. As Proverbs 16:3 says, "Commit your work to the Lord, and your plans will be established." Submitting your work honestly ensures that every word you write is true reflection of your growth and character. When writing, don't just focus on tools or trends. Think about why these changes matter and how marketing can still be a tool for stewardship. The most powerful marketers are those who tell stories that uplift, serve, and connect people to values that endure. Reaching this point in the course means you've demonstrated perseverance, balance, and integrity. Give yourself credit for that. Learning online requires discipline and faith, and you've shown both. Moving to the second half of the course, remember that your growth is both academic and spiritual. What you're learning here can prepare you not only for a career, but for leadership that transforms lives through ethical influence. If at any point you need help or clarification on assignments, or something is going on in the course and it's not working, please reach out to me via email. I'm here to guide and support you. You are not alone. The next few weeks will build upon your understanding of analytics, ethics, and strategy. As you prepare for that growth, remember Isaiah 40:31. "But they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not grow weary. They shall walk and not faint. Pray, stay in your scriptures, persevere. That verse is a promise that your persistence and your faith are not in vain. Your work is not in vain. You can get strength from the Lord. When you dedicate your learning and work to God, He replenishes your strength. Every effort, every assignment, every discussion, everything can shape your professional and spiritual identity in Christ. Keep pressing forward with excellence. The world needs voices like yours and mine, leaders who understand both digital innovation and divine purpose. You are building more than marketing skills. You are shaping principles that bring light into the marketplace. As you begin your Unit 6 paper, write with courage, faith, and reflection. You're not just writing an essay, you're capturing a story about change, purpose, and God's hand in shaping how we communicate in the digital world. Now, let us close with prayer, and then I'll leave you with the last bit of advice, and then we'll end for this unit. So, Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you for the progress thus far. We thank you for the knowledge, for the faith. We thank you for your help in persevering, for your help in keeping us patient, for your help in letting us be your hands and feet on earth, Lord. May we not grow weary. May we not tire. We ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Continue to stay strong, stay faithful, and stay curious. I can't wait to see how your essays reflect both your learning and your faith. May the Lord bless you and keep you, and may His light shine upon you. Have a great day.